Despite the renewed threats of a presidential veto, the House voted for the second time in 3 weeks to send the president disaster assistance to fund forest firefighting, salmon disaster, aid to fishermen on the coast, agricultural disasters, and full funding of the essential county and school payments. Despite the looming jail closures, the potential layoff of deputy sheriffs, public health officials, public works employees, and cuts in already struggling rural school budgets, the president says this isn't a disaster. Now, we know he leads a sheltered life. He travels around the world in a jumbo jet. He's surrounded by Secret Service day and night at taxpayer expense. But for him to say to the tens and thousands of Oregonians and others who have or are on the verge of losing jobs and vital services that that's not an emergency shows how out of touch he is with the needs of average citizens. I'm proud that the House of Representatives chose to defy him tonight and to send him yet again a bill to provide for these essential services.